Welcome to this episode of the SharePoint Sideshow. I'm Donovan Follett, technical evangelist, and I cover Office technical evangelism. And so here I have Girish Raja, and he's one of my colleagues, and he works with Dynamics CRM. And he's our guest today, so we're just going to be talking about CRM and how CRM interfaces or integrates with Office and SharePoint. So welcome to this session, and Girish, tell us a little bit about CRM.
So first off, thanks for having me, Donovan. And Dynamics CRM has been the flagship line of business application for Microsoft for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And we just came out with our recent CRM 2011 release last month, where we had CRM 2011 for the on-premises version. And we also had CRM Online in the cloud, which has been a really compelling offering for a lot of customers.
Okay, great.
And what we want to talk about today is, how does this relate to SharePoint, and how does this relate to Office, and specifically for developers, why should they care about integrating these two together?
Right, because we think about CRM, but we usually think about that as, well, that's kind of a standalone package, it's off, somebody else is doing that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, how does that really come into play with Office and SharePoint? So I think this is a great story, so I'm really interested in having you talk about it.
Exactly, and there's more to it than just customer relationship management from a CRM perspective. CRM also has a nice little platform underneath we're going to see.
Okay.
In a short while, which has some extensibility for developers so that they can build business apps and things like that for end users.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and give us an introduction then to CRM and just kind of get us used to some of the concepts and terms that we use with CRM.
Sure. So what we are looking at here is the CRM Online login, and if you want to think about CRM as just a web application, that's really what it is. It's very much like SharePoint. It's running on ASP.NET. It has a layer of middle tier services in between with things like workflow, and it has SQL Server underneath. So okay. From a development perspective, it feels just the same like what SharePoint is.
Okay.
And one of the nice things about CRM is it has strong relationships between various data that it has. So in this case, for example, I have my standard dashboard with things like my sales pipeline from opportunities, my contact details, my activities, and things like that.
Okay.
But one of the things that you could also do with CRM is you could build in your own entities. And
what's an entity? Yeah, what's an entity for in CRM terms?
Exactly. So everything like accounts and contacts and all the objects that you store in CRM is an entity. And think of this as a table in a SQL Server database.
Okay.
So you have a set of built-in standard entities within CRM, but you could also create your own. So in this case, if you want to build a different line of business application, you could create your own set of entities and wire them up within the CRM environment.
Okay. So from a developer perspective, then, that's the way that I can begin to extend CRM is by working with my own entities if I wanted to do a facility, manage facilities, do
Absolutely.
Like that.
So okay. You could create your own, or you could extend what's available internally as well. So all of this is extensible. So if you want to add something to the accounts or contacts, you could go ahead and do that.
Okay.
So in this case, I have a tiny little example where we had an applications dashboard for a grant where, I created some custom entities for grants, and I have some, interesting things here where I can, display a list. I can bring in Silverlight controls that I've developed.
Okay.
And I can also bring in some charts and other neat little functionality that's related to my entities here.
So a grant entity itself is not just an out-of-the-box entity in CRM. This is an extensibility.
Correct. So when you just sign up for CRM, all you will see is the standard sales, marketing, and customer service modules, but you could easily add your own.
Okay, very neat.
And one of the neat things also here is that how this wires up under the platform with things like Office and SharePoint, which is going to be the core of what we are going to talk about today. So for example, I have this accounts list here on my CRM system, and if I bring up, if I open one of my accounts, one of the things that you will notice right out of the box is that the CRM user interface has the familiar ribbon UI that people are familiar from Office and SharePoint.
Okay.
And we have extended the same idea, and in fact, we have expanded the notion of Fluent UI into the CRM 2011 release as well.
Okay. Okay. So that makes it really comfortable for developers and users alike, of course.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the new things that we have in CRM 2011 is this new Documents module. And when I go over to my Documents module, from an end user's perspective, this is going to look and feel like they are within CRM. It's not going to look anything unusual, mm-hmm. but we're going to talk about what's unusual here in a second. So from an end user perspective, they can do things like they can check in documents, check out documents, download it, upload new ones, and do all kinds of fun stuff with documents. But the SharePoint team worked with CRM team to make sure we are not repeating any functionality here.
Sure.
So from an end user, this is just CRM. But what's driving this behind the scenes is actually SharePoint.
Okay.
So SharePoint's powering all of this document module entirely within CRM.
Okay, that's great.
So if I go over and look at my SharePoint site, you know, when I click on this Open SharePoint button, you can see this. All of these documents are actually stored within SharePoint. And because of it stored within SharePoint, you know, you can do things like indexing and searching and all of the goodness that SharePoint brings to document. And you can use that out of the box right away with CRM.
Excellent, excellent.
So one of the next things that I want to talk about is, you know, how do you go configure, you know, things like these?
Right.
You know, from a developer perspective or an IT pro perspective, it's really, really simple. You know, we have a document management settings section where we have a sandboxed solution for SharePoint, which is the list component.
Okay.
And you could go download this, install it as a sandbox solution within SharePoint. And there is some basic configuration settings that you have to enter. And in just a matter of minutes, you know, you can wire up CRM and SharePoint documents together out of the box.
Okay, so that's that main tooling that lets you just let you get at the documents that you already have maybe on premises or the SharePoint site you already have on premises. This is how you're going to wire it up.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. And this is out of the box stuff, but you could also do your own custom development integrations in this scenario. So we have a number of things here. At first, you know, when we are talking to the developers, we also show them the WCF endpoint that comes with CRM.
Okay.
So that means, you know, you're not just limited to the out of box stuff. If you want to build your own SharePoint integration module, or if you want to build your web part that connects to CRM, you could use the WCF service. The link is right here. To build some kind of integrations with CRM or the other way around as well.
Okay.
And there's also an OData RESTful endpoint if you want to use that for your applications.
Okay.
And all of this is well documented in our SDK. The link is available right here for a developer if they want to know more and if they want to build some, you know, cool integrations with Office and SharePoint.
Okay. So that provides a neat interface for Office and SharePoint, but then just because these are standard WCF services and an OData endpoint, any developer could build their own types of rich client applications if they wanted to, or come at this data any way they want.
Exactly. I mean, we've
That's
seen some fun examples of Office add-ins that connect to CRM, or we have seen people where they have built in BCS connectors for CRM, and all of that works wonderfully well with SharePoint and
Great.
CRM.
Great. Nice extensibility points there.
Great. One of the other things that you could also do is you could take all of your CRM components and bundle them up into a package that we call as solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put them as solutions within CRM. So that way, as a developer, you have a little bit of control over, you know, where your solution gets to and how it's installed and how it's configured and things like that.
Okay.
And as a developer, what you could also do is load your solutions into this new thing that we have called the Dynamics Marketplace.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Exactly. So with the Dynamics Marketplace, you know, anybody could create a profile and upload their solution onto this marketplace, and you could expect anything that comes out with the standard marketplace, things like, you know, ratings and reviews and things like that. So you could have a broader customer base to reach to when you have your own business application.
Okay. Now, there's a standard process for this, and that's a well-documented process, so we can provide resources on that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
So that's the CRM platform and how it works with SharePoint. So the next thing that I want to talk about to you is how does this relate to Office?
Yeah, Office is important to me. So
I'm looking
forward to this Office piece here.
Absolutely. And this is the Office integration is one of the stronger selling points of CRM, really.
And why is that?
It's because of the ease of use.
Okay.
Because business users, you know, they, you know, live and breathe within Outlook, Word, and Excel.
Right.
And this is the tools that they're familiar with. So we figured, you know, instead of building our own set of tools, why don't we integrate with the Office experience so that, you know, it's more familiar for users and it's more easier for them to use.
Sure. Great.
And what you're going to see right now is you have your standard inbox. So if I'm a salesperson or a business user, you know, I'm working through a lot of emails. And one of the common challenges with CRM, or for that matter with any business application, is getting the data from your email to your business app.
Yes.
That's a problem for everybody.
Right.
And one of the things that we have done here with this new CRM add-in, once you install it, you're going to see this button called Track. And once I click on this button, what this add-in is going to do is it's going to take this email in entirety, and it's going to upload to CRM automatically for me.
Okay.
What it's also doing is it's also taking the email address and checks to see if this email is a contact within my CRM system. If it already is, it's going to smartly match with that contact. If not, it's going to go ahead and create a new contact for me.
Okay.
So a process that could typically take about 5 minutes for a person to manually do it,
right,
we have automated it with just one click of a button with this new add-in.
Excellent. So right within the context of email, you are creating contacts or adding information directly into those contacts.
Absolutely. Great. And you could also do interesting things like, you know, integrate with the social connector, where you can bring in some interesting stuff from LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook and integrate that right here. So when you're when you're talking to a contact or looking at an email from them, you have that 360-degree view of what's going on with this person.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Great.
One of the other interesting things that we have with the add-in is it's not just about emails, but you also have a fully functional CRM module living right within Outlook as a solution.
Okay, now that's interesting. So this is a solution module that the CRM team has built directly into Outlook. So
correct.
This is an extensibility point of Outlook that anybody can work with, that solution module extensibility point, and that's what CRM has tapped into to get into Outlook.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of neat and interesting stuff you're going to see here. So one of the things that you can see is that these are all of your CRM data.
Right.
But this is not an iframe, or this is not anything that is just embedding. This is actually first class objects within Outlook.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, you know, remember when you were in email and contacts and things like that, the out of box entities will allow you to do things like tagging and, you know, follow ups and all of that. And guess what? You could do the same with your CRM objects. I could categorize all of my contacts within Outlook. I could set follow-ups, and I can do like reminders and all of that within
very
my
cool.
Outlook objects. So that means from an end user's perspective, this is going to feel very native for them to use in Outlook. It's not going to feel like something that has been injected into Outlook or anything like that.
Very cool.
And this is not just the out-of-box entities. If you have your own custom entities, they will inherit the same behavior. So from a business user perspective, you know, if they live within Outlook, you want to surface their application in Outlook so that they don't have to do Alt-Tab at all. They can do all of their work just within Outlook.
So like what you had showed us earlier with the grants.
Mm-hmm.
So grants can be first-class objects right directly in this then as well.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. Any entities you create. And it's not just the Outlook functionality, but you can also bring in some interesting and nice things like charts that you saw in CRM. So the dashboard charts that you have, you can embed that right within Outlook so that this feels more like a business application that people can use and get into.
Sure, sure.
Now, the next thing that I also want to talk about is our integration with Office is not just with Outlook. We also have some great integrations with Word and Excel.
Okay.
So if I have a large list of contacts, and if I want to do a mail merge with them, you know, I can, you know, select the contacts that I want, or I can dynamically filter them, and I can do a mail merge. So instead of bringing all the data locally, I'm doing it in an automated way right from within CRM.
Excellent.
What I could also do is I could edit them within Excel. So when I export them into Excel, it gives me a number of options. I could export it as a static list of records.
Right.
I could also export this as a dynamic sheet. And what this dynamic sheet allows me to do is I can work within Excel, change data, play with the data, and then when I'm done with the changes, I can go back and update my CRM. So instead of having to manually edit the records in CRM, I get the power of Excel, which is, you know, a lot more automated for this functionality.
That is really powerful. That's very cool.
So that's about what's possible out of the box. But, you know, as we talked about, there's a number of things that you could do beyond the out-of-box stuff, which we are going to talk about in a future SharePoint site, so I hope.
Yes.
Where we're going to talk about how you can use the extensibility points. And as developers, if you want to get started with CRM, you can go up to this link right here, crm.dynamics.com.
Okay.
You can get signed up for a 30-day trial. It's free of cost, no credit card required. And just like the Office and SharePoint training kits that you have played with, we also have the CRM 2011 developer training kit that developers can download and go through the modules to understand the different development aspects and how you can integrate with CRM.
Great resource.
Absolutely. And we also have a white paper, you know, if you want to just, you know, have an overview of what's possible. It's about 20 pages that you can read in about an hour to get an idea of what's possible from an integration perspective. Of course, we have the Dynamics Marketplace. As developers, we recommend you to go check out and play with it. There's also a number of other resources in Office in things like how you can build the solution modules.
Right.
And this is something that you're more familiar with than
I am. Right. And so the Outlook Developer Center is a great resource for looking into the solution module. There's another UI capabilities that you can do with Outlook. And so be sure and check out the Outlook Developer Center if you're interested in extending Outlook. And then, of course, the Office Training Kit and Office Developer Center are training resources available to you as well. So. All right, Grish, thank you very much. We thank you very much for being a part of this show, and we trust that this will help you get started on your CRM solution development. Thank you.
Thank you.